Estonia seeks NATO consultation after Russian jets violate airspace. US TV hosts back Kimmel as Trump threatens networks. British couple reunited with daughter after months held by Taliban. US forces strike third alleged drug vessel, killing three, Trump says. Key Oceans Treaty crosses threshold to come into force. Trump and Xi discuss future of TikTok in US. Judge strikes down superfluous. Trump lawsuit against the New York Times. U.S. vaccine panel no longer recommends COVID-19 jab to adults. Trump adds $100,000 fee for skilled worker visa applicants. Drone strike on Sudan mosque kills 78, medic tells BBC. Taliban official dismisses Trump's hope to take back. Afghan airbase. U.S. blocks UN call for Gaza ceasefire for sixth time. First students evacuated from Gaza to study in UK. The lonely life and death of Delhi's only African elephant. South African hospital worker arrested with human placentas. Police find remains they think are US man accused of killing his daughters. Russia's answer to Eurovision is less kitsch, more. Kremlin, I'm Kenyan, don't shoot. The athlete who says he was duped into the Russian army. Sikh granny's arrest by US immigration sparks community anger. The motive behind Charlie Kirk's killing, what we know and don't know, how a man's affair with his mother-in-law became a viral film in Indonesia. Sarah Smith, Trump visit showed UK's warm relations and limited influence. Spain counts the cost of nightmare wildfire summer. Watch, hugs on tarmac as family reunite after Afghan ordeal. Roz Atkins on what Kimmel's suspension means for free speech in the US. Watch, pomp and protests on day one of Trump state visit. Ultimate in cancel culture, fans outside Jimmy Kimmel's studio react to show's cancellation. Watch, key takeaways from Charlie Kirk suspect's first court appearance. U.S. lawmakers to introduce bipartisan bill to axe tariffs on coffee. Hezbollah chief makes overtures to Saudi Arabia for front against Israel. Ukraine advances security talks with allies, vows to keep hitting Russian energy. Trump administration gives China free pass on Russian LNG, Democratic senators say. After Trump pressure, EU aims to bring forward Russian LNG import ban. Angola to decide on $1 billion JP Morgan deal by November, finance official says. Gold prices edged higher after Fed rate cut, remain near all-time high. EU proposes 19th sanctions package against Russia, includes full LNG ban. Tesla wins approval to test autonomous robotaxis in Arizona. Exclusive, Comcast plans to cut jobs at its biggest unit, housing broadband and pay TV, to centralize operations, source says. Trump invokes golden share to block U.S. steel plans for Illinois plant, WSJ reports. Striking Boeing defense workers approve union's proposed contract that company rejected. Ted Cruz breaks with fellow Republicans and condemns government threats against U.S. broadcasters. Trump says Union Pacific merger with Norfolk Southern sounds good. Tax firm Anderson reveals over 12% revenue jump in U.S. IPO filing. Navan reveals 30% revenue surge in U.S. IPO filing as tech listings fire up. U.S. lawmakers want sanctions to sink Russia's shadow fleet. Oracle eyes $20 billion AI cloud computing deal with Meta, source says. Trump says China's C-approved TikTok deal. Canada's July retail sales drop 0.8%, but rebound likely in August. Spain's Stats Institute revises 2024 GDP growth up to 3.5%. Key parts of Trump's economic agenda now in Supreme Court's hands. German producer prices fall more than expected in August. UK retail sales rise by more than expected in August. ONS says South African minister meets US representative in push for trade deal. German producer prices fall 2.2% year on year in August. Trump administration places new restrictions on Harvard, citing financial concerns. Japan PM contender Koizumi vows wage hikes to counter inflation. U.S. government shutdown looms. Senate rejects stopgap funding bill.